vocalist Lawrence Camley. Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, Lawrence Camley, aha, welcome. Glad to have you on the show. Now, I've got to say, first reaction to your book, don't drop it on me foot.
Yes, it is a heavy book, but if I may be so bold, there are, of course, certain literary precedents. One thinks of Proust's La Recherche Trompe-l'Oeil, Dante's Divina Commedia, Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, which I'm reliably informed could cripple one. maybe that's what happened to Lord Byron.
Why? What happened to him?
He had a clubbed foot.
Right. The Soul of Time. That's the name of your book. It sounds a bit deep, is it?
Well, it is a serious novel. I deal with the great contemporary themes, but I like to think there are one or two jokes in it
as well. Oh, great. Go on, tell us a joke. I'd like to start the show with a joke. It's always great to get it off on the...
See, I've got myself in sticky mud already. They're not jokes in the traditional knock-knock sense. They're more comic vignettes woven into the general fabric and architecture of the novel.
It's more funny peculiar than funny ha-ha, that, isn't it? What I want to ask you is, and this is a question I've been dying to ask you, if you were stuck in a lift, what one book would you have with you?
Well, I would actually choose, for sheer bloody-minded entertainment value, I would be stuck in a lift with The Hound of the Baskervilles.
I don't believe Sherlock Holmes! Now you're making sense. I am his number one fan. I've read all his books.
Yes, I've read them.
I've read all of them. Have you read all of them?
Probably not all of
them. I've read all of them. Love Sherlock Holmes. Got all his books, leather-bound. What I thought was great about Sherlock Holmes was that not only was he a super sleuth, he was also a hard worker, because not only did he go out and solve the crimes, he came home and wrote it all down. Fantastic. That's why I admire him.
Yes. I've always thought it was a shame that Conan Doyle had to kill him off.
Yeah, I think you'll find it was Moriarty that killed him. So.
Yes, I know, but ultimately, of course, it was Conan Doyle.
No, it was Moriarty. Definitely.
Yes, I know, in the books, it was Moriarty, but, of course, the ultimate responsibility was Conan Doyle's.
Yeah. Hang on. As far as I know, Moriarty acted alone. Or did he? This is interesting. You think that there was some sort of conspiracy involving this shadowy Doyle figure. All right, OK, fair enough. Who solved all the cases?
Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly.
Yes, but the cases were fictional too. It's all make-believe.
All right, who lived on Baker Street?
I don't know.
Moriarty?
No.
Did the Doyle live there?
The Doyle is the Irish Parliament.
The Irish Parliament? This conspiracy is getting bigger. You can't trust anyone these days. You've got the Doyle, Murray, the Irish Parliament. Bombshell.
No.
I think we'll move on.
I'm sorry, Alan. I'd like to let this go, but I really can't. Sherlock Holmes did not exist.
He did.
Look, if he had existed, how would he have been able to describe in intimate detail the circumstances of his own death?
The Nobel Prize for Literature, you never won it. What went wrong?
You are an extraordinary man, Mr. Partridge. I am an artist, and I don't write for prizes or acknowledgement. I write to satisfy my muse.
It's a big fish. Your net's full of holes.
All nets are full of holes.
Granted, but your holes are too big to catch the Nobel Peace Prize fish of literature. This cleverness thing, I want to get to the bottom of this, being clever. Do you know what? I reckon that we could ask you any question and you'd know the answer.
I am not a puppet.